episode 170. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. If you receive some information, how do you know if it's intact or has been changed? When I was little, my school teacher asked the class to form a line and relay a message from one kid to the next. Everybody thought it was funny that the message at the end was nothing like how it started. Some kids would forget parts, some would leave parts out because they thought it wasn't important, and some would add new things based on what they thought they heard. It's amazing how closely programming resembles real life. I know I say that a lot, but it's true. You might think a computer won't forget things or choose to leave things out. And how could a computer make up its own story? Well, these things do happen, and we need a way to detect them. Let me make this point clear from the beginning. Error detection only lets you detect errors. It doesn't correct them. You have to provide other means to fix any errors. Usually, this just means trying again. Where can errors enter your application? It's easy to understand where the errors come from in a line of kids. How about computers? Computers are a lot more reliable today than they used to be, and they're getting better. I remember when hard drives had a sticker that listed all the bad sectors. Those were places on the disk known to have defects. The worst part was the label had empty spots, room to add your own bad sectors. I would run utilities every few months that would scan the entire disk. It would write data and make sure that the same data could be read back again. Sometimes a value would be written and a different value read back. That was a bad sector and would have to be avoided because it was unreliable. Over time, as I found new spots on the disks that were bad, I would write down the locations on the sticker. Even though we don't have to go through this anymore, there can still be errors when reading or writing data. Usually, once data is loaded into a computer, it'll stay there. But nothing is absolute. It's possible for data in memory to fail to be written properly or even to change. Not likely, but possible. You're much more likely to get errors when sending information from one computer to another. I've been talking about this a lot since episode 159, and we have protocols designed to deal with errors. But so far, I haven't described how to actually detect when an error occurs. Let's start with a simple example. You want to send two binary bits, and they're both zeros. What possible results can you expect? Well, first of all, you might actually get what was sent, but how do you know that it's correct? What if you receive 01 instead? Was that what was sent? What if you only receive a single zero, or maybe you get 001, or maybe you get four zeros? There's lots of possibilities. I'm going to ignore cases where you get a different number of bits than what was sent. These cases will usually be detected just because you should know ahead of time how many bits to expect. What I'm going to describe here is not perfect, but it's simple and fast. It's called parity. There's actually two ways you can calculate parity. One's called even parity, and the other is called odd parity. These names come from even and odd numbers. Parity works by including an extra bit for a small fixed number of data bits. You probably won't include a parity bit for every two data bits like I started the example with. Instead, you might want to include a parity bit for every byte or 8 bits. I'll explain what this parity bit is in just a moment. For now, just understand that if you want to send a parity bit for every 8 data bits, then that means you'll be sending and receiving 9 bits instead of 8. The other option is to take a bit away. Maybe you need to send information through a connection that can only support a fixed number of bits. You can't just add an extra bit. So instead, what you do is devote one of the bits as the parity bit. This leaves you with one fewer bits to use for your actual data. You'll also find parity used in hardware. I mentioned earlier that you can usually rely on your computer's memory. Some memory includes parity bits. Even though the computer isn't sending or receiving data, it still has to write data to memory, which means it leaves the confines of the processor. There's always a small chance that when that data is needed again, it will be a different value when it makes its way back into the processor. Parity can be used here too in order to detect this. Okay, so how does parity actually work? I've put this off to the very end because it's really simple. It sets or clears the parity bit in order to make the total number of bits with the value of 1 be either even or odd. Setting a bit just means to make its value 1, and clearing a bit just means to make its value 0. Let's say that you're using even parity. This means the total number of 1s should be an even number. Back to the earlier example of sending a couple zeros, how many 1s are in that value? 0. And 0 is already an even number. So in this case, the parity bit should also be 0. If instead you wanted to send the value 10, then the parity bit needs to be a 1 in order to bring the total number of 1s to 2, which is an even number. The information that gets sent includes the parity bit. To send 00 with even parity means that what actually gets sent is 000. To send 10 with even parity means that what actually gets sent is 110. This is all good, but how does it actually help you detect errors? Well, let's say that you received 000 and are expecting even parity. Yes, the sender and receiver must agree on the type of parity being used, otherwise the whole system falls apart. Okay, so you get 000. The first thing to do is count the number of bits set to 1. There are 0 bits set to 1. 0 is an even number, so the data passes. If instead you received 001, then the test for even parity fails. As long as only a single bit error occurs, then parity will help you to detect it. But there's some cases that escape detection using just parity. What if you send the value 000 with even parity, but there are 2-bit errors, so what you receive is, let's say, 101. This passes the even parity check, but does not match the data sent. Parity also doesn't help if bits get swapped. I'll explain other methods that can help detect these types of errors next week. Parity may not be perfect, but it's so simple that it can be implemented in hardware. Many times, you won't notice it until it detects an error. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes. And if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating on iTunes, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. You can also comment on any episode at takeupcode.com.